This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A commission in Colorado Springs aimed at improving the relationship between police and the public will recommend its own disbandment. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The Law Enforcement Transparency and Advisory Commission will seek disbandment in the hopes that the city takes a closer look at how best to carry out the original intent of the group. Chair Deb Walker recognized their wins, but says the commission's current structure under council is inherently problematic.
The police department, the chief of police, actually reports to the mayor of Colorado Springs. And so we are a few levels removed in our recommendations from actually being able to affect change at CSPD.
Walker says disbanding allows the city to start from scratch to make a more effective body. City Council created LETAC in 2020 at the height of protests surrounding the police killing of George Floyd and months earlier and locally, Devon Bailey. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
More Colorado school districts are taking drastic measures to address budget shortfalls because of declining student enrollment. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
The Pooter School District in Fort Collins has authorized a reduction in force that allows the district to lay off teachers and staff if necessary. The district faces a $17 million shortfall. There's also the possibility of the legislature cutting school funding again. Meantime, Westminster Public Schools will close two school sites and restructure or relocate five others over the next 4 years to right-size the district. The Board of Education has approved the plan. That district is also facing declining enrollment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Another few mild and sunny days across the Front Range and Palmer Divide before snow moves in late Thursday into Friday. In Colorado Springs today, sunny and 59. In Denver, sunny and 64, with the same forecast in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.